The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A new proposal is being bandied about in Washington, D.C. to allow the federal government to create a national database of personal information about American college students. This database would include every student's name, social security number, address, date of birth, attendance record, and financial information. In the first place, attendance records and financial information about college students are none of the federal government's business. A database containing students' names and all that information would be a marketer's bonanza. It's bad enough the way that credit card companies and salesmen already harass college students to buy things they do not need. I remember how the credit card companies hounded my daughter to apply for and receive credit cards, even though she didn't have a job, was still in college, and didn't have a dime to her name except what her ever-loving family gave her. In the second place, I think the people pushing this database have it exactly backwards. We don't have a problem with the government lacking detailed information about college students, but we do have a big problem with the fact that students and parents and taxpayers lack detailed information about the colleges they are paying high prices to support. What we really need is useful information on colleges themselves. When choosing between College A, with annual tuition of $15,000, and College B, with annual tuition of $25,000, we'd like to know if the $10,000 gap is due to legitimate differences in academic quality, or to the existence of frivolous student perks, such as luxury dormitories, or to administrative perks, such as lavish expense accounts provided to college presidents. Another thing we'd like to know is if the college offers sufficient sections of popular courses to enable all students to get the prerequisites they need to graduate. The failure of colleges to do this is the principal reason it takes college students 5 or 6 years to graduate.
Education has always been an important issue for Phyllis Schlafly and Eagle Forum. That's why we produce the powerful television documentary, Crisis in the Classroom. Parents and educators, to get this important video, call 1-800-726-8096. For the latest on educational fads, the dumbing down trend, and the problem with whole language, call 1-800-726-8096. And thanks for listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Bye. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, if you can't be a good example, then you'll just have to serve as a horrible warning, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. The other day, and we kind of went into this yesterday again, but the other day, Bill Judd had written an article concerning the ivory-billed woodpecker, and I assume that most of my listeners know about the ivory-billed woodpecker. In case you are joining the show for the very first time, I may bring you up to date, but it pretty much made the rounds around the country. But the ivory-billed woodpecker showed up in Arkansas in some of the hardwood timbers in the swamps of Arkansas. And the ivory bill had not been seen there for 60 years. So here comes this one woodpecker that hadn't been around all this time. And as a result, the powers that be, the greeny weenies, the ecologists, or ecological folks are taking the land away from the people in that area. They're already set up. They have millions of dollars now to buy this land or to do something, make it where you can't use it because somebody saw this ivory-billed woodpecker. Okay, Bill Judd wrote an article concerning the ivory-billed woodpecker, and he called the story, "Woodpecker Smells Like a Rat." And this upset a lot of the extreme bird-loving, PETA-type people on this sort of thing. And not that anybody that... I mean, we all love birds. We have a bird feeder in our backyard. I have pigeons, and I have chickens, and I have calling doves, and I like birds. And some birds I like, there's some birds I hate. If I could kill every English sparrow in the country, I'd be quick to do it. Same way with starlings. They are invasive species, people. They don't belong here in the United States. They were not here when Columbus discovered America, and they need to be gone. But anyway, the ivory-billed woodpecker has brought up quite a bit of comment. And a lot of folks said some really... I didn't read the nasty stuff on the air that they said about Bill Judd because he kind of doubts that that woodpecker really exists there in the natural. Yeah, it's been seen. Several people have seen it. Supposedly they filmed it. But how did it get there? This is the point. Hadn't been seen for 60 years. Here is another answer to the woodpecker story. And the reason I want to bring this out is because before we get through with the woodpecker story, you're going to realize, if you listen carefully, that this has been happening all over the nation, and literally all over the world, where government comes in and sets up a scenario just to use it as a land grab. Now, here's another letter. This is an email concerning Bill Judd and how this fellow feels about his comments. "I think Mr. Judd is just an intelligent American that is skeptical of government and science, and if you aren't skeptical on this subject, then you either aren't intelligent or a true American, and you certainly aren't a scientist. Otherwise, you too would have asked several questions by now, such as, Has anyone ever thought to ask why none of the many professionally trained and educated biologists that worked, recreated, and researched on the refuges in Arkansas for all these many years didn't find this bird first? Doesn't that seem strange? There are lots of accounts and photos of panthers in Arkansas, but I don't see anyone declaring that they have been found. Why is this any different? Also, where is all this money coming from? Is the money coming from other sources, or is it being taken away from other living species? Why is this species more important? And finally, why isn't there a better picture? If there has been so much interest and so many people looking and so little habitat remains, shouldn't someone have found a nest, taken a good picture, and made this discussion irrelevant by now? I think the bird folks and the government are pretty nervous about the situation. Otherwise, they wouldn't be so aggressively defending something that is so obviously in question. I don't know about any conspiracy, and I don't know if it is there or not. But to believe it is based on the available evidence suggests that we can now confirm that Arkansas has panthers. The Northwest has Sasquatch. Nessie is for real. There was a second shooter on the grassy knoll, and aliens crashed at Roswell. Thank you, Cornell, for wrapping all that up for us. Now, Jim Beers really answers the question very, very intelligently. And Jim, of course, and I've had him on the air many times, he is a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service employee, was with the service for 30-some years. He's retired now. He has inside information here that is almost unavailable anywhere else, and he's willing to tell it like it is. And Jim Beers replies to your Sierra Times distractors. Here's a letter to Bill Judd. He says, how likely is it that the largest woodpecker in North America could remain unseen or unheard in southern woodlands for 60 years? And he goes into the fact that these things are noisy and you can hear them, especially when red cockaded woodpeckers have been on the endangered species list for 30 years and have been counted, studied, and researched by ornithologists, bureaucrats, bird watchers, and landowners throughout these southern woodlands during this period. If we know there are 5,800 red-cockheaded woodpeckers in southern woodlands, how did we miss the ivory-billed woodpecker that preceded this bird? One need not subscribe to conspiracy theories to ask this question. The ivory-billed woodpecker bears little resemblance to any other woodpecker. Pileated woodpeckers look, fly, and sound differently, so 60 years of hiding seems unlikely. Ivory bills look like a pintailed duck in flight and sound like a red-breasted nuthatch, only much louder. Are we to believe that the ancestors of this one bird is all we know of so far? Discovered bird went unnoticed by bird watchers, hunters, fishermen, farmers, loggers, bird watchers, professors, he used bird watchers twice there, bureaucrats, mushroom hunters, and so forth, until only one was left 60 years later. Such a scenario defies logic. Now, when we come back, let's spend a little more time on this peckerwood, because I think Jim Beers is pointing out some very, very interesting points here. Let's take a break. We'll be back after these messages.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we have returned. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Now, concerning the ivory bill woodpecker, one of Bill Judd's very critical, well, maybe I say one of his critics that wrote one of the most critical articles of Bill said, well, you know, they're already extinct, meaning the ivory bill woodpecker, they're extinct in Cuba, because Bill kind of mentioned that maybe, you know, one of those got over here from Cuba somehow in somebody's backpack. Jim Beer says this, the ivory bill woodpecker has been reported both to persist and to be extinct in Cuba in recent years. Cuba neither manages nor utilizes its natural resources to any degree, and travel to and from that country by reliable ornithologists with free travel about the country is questionable at best. There are reports of the birds persisting there very recently. Should we ask the Cuban government? It is too Republican to suspect that a bribe to China officials might obtain the unobtainable. In other words, he's saying, hey, you think maybe we couldn't buy one of those birds if you got enough money? Okay. He says, does one have to be on crack? And that they also accused Bill of being on funny money or funny weeds or something when he wrote the article. He says, does one have to be on crack to understand that millions, 5 million acres have already been claimed? Acres of critical habitat throughout the South could be claimed for this bird. Do you realize the devastating effect this will have on southern forest ownership, hunting, fishing, logging, water usage? When the federal government and the environmental organizations get going in court, is one an embarrassment to mankind to look honestly at the history and impacts of the Endangered Species Act and radicals involving wolves, spotted owls, sand flies, vernal pools, forest fires, logging, ranching, hunting, and urge caution until more is revealed to the public about this discovery? Does a record of the bureaucrats and environmentalists remember the lynx hair that was planted in a government study on the recent scandal about the mysterious use of millions by the Nature's Conservancy to ask a reasonable question such as, what guarantee is it that there is not some illegality involved here? Might organizers that claim millions in tax exemptions as nonprofits and then illegally lobby Congress also think they could get away with the scam of releasing a Cuban bird? The fact that the United States Department of Interior kept this secret for at least 15 months should raise red flags. How can a department charged with providing foreign endangered species keep such a thing secret? Why was Cornell University included and not other universities with respected ornithology departments? Will Cornell then get the lion's share of grants? Which congressman were in on the secret when they announced $10.5 million had already been committed by Congress? Congress had committed money to this before it was ever told the public that this Boydie was down there. Anyway, he says, as the southern land is shut down, forests targeted, human activities reduced, real communities undercut, rural economies threatened, and the careers of bureaucrats and lawyers will be enhanced. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. We'll go to the telephones after this message.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And we have returned. Let's go to the West Coast, California, Maryland. Hi, you're on the air, Maryland.
Hi, Gary. I was waiting for you to bring up this ivory-billed woodpecker again. I was in the doctor's office one day, and they had somebody left a Nature Conservancy magazine there of the fall of 2004. And as I turned to one of the pages, they were advertising this book. Now, this was put out back in 2004, and it was written by somebody named Philip Hughes, and it's called The Lord God Bird, The Race to Save the Ivory-billed Woodpecker. They're calling this thing a Lord God Bird.
Well, that's typical of the Nature Conservancy.
And if you do, so I just did a little search online for ivory-billed woodpecker. They must have billions out there looking for it. They've got searches in Arkansas. They've got a search down in my hometown in Louisiana at LSU. They're searching for it in the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area. They must be putting out a lot of money to search for this thing. So they've got something up their sleeve, and I'm glad that you're bringing this out.
Right. You know, you kind of hate to beat on a dead horse, but I don't think this horse is dead yet.
Oh, no. I'd love to know where Mr. Judd's article is. Is it online anywhere?
Yes, it is. Do you know where we got that, Jeff, how we get it? I think it came through Wanda, but we can get a hold of it for you. Talk to Jeff, and he'll see to it that you can get a copy of his article.
Thanks, Gary.
Hey, thank you,
have
Marilyn.
A good day.
All right. See, there's a lot of things that are coming up here that are based on this Endangered Species Act. And this could be a plant just to make sure that this Endangered Species Act doesn't run its course. Now, the thing went expired over 10 years ago. There should be no such thing as an Endangered Species Act. It isn't. It does not exist. The act does not exist. It expired 10 years ago. But Congress keeps funding the darn thing so that we still have this Endangered Species Act. Well, now, we're going to see a revival of it. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but Congressman Pombo is going to... He has the draft of another Endangered Species Act. It's another bill. We keep hearing, oh, you can't repeal it. You can't repeal it because it'll never happen. I don't know why you can't repeal it. But it's because, well, I do know why. It's because the Nature Conservancy, with their billions of dollars and their millions of acres of land, are the richest landowner in the world. They can bribe these congressmen. And you say, oh, they don't take bribes. They go to prison. No, they don't take bribes. As such, you can't write them a check or give them cash and say, here, now you take this. I want you to vote. But what they do is they put money into their campaigns. And once the money is into their campaign, that's the same as taking a bribe. So they can buy and sell these people. Okay? Now, the House Resource Committee is holding a hearing on the Endangered Species Act Tuesday, July the 19th. That is in less than a week. No, it is a week. Today is Tuesday, isn't it? It's a week from today. Okay. The Wall Street Journal came out with a real neat article on this, and I'm not going to try to read you the entire article. That would be boring. You can get it off the Internet, or you have a Wall Street. You can read it yourself. But let me just hit some of the high points here. The aim of the this is endangering species is what they call this article. It was July the 1st, 2005, Wall Street Journal. The aim of the 1973 Endangered Species Act is to recover plants and animals threatened or endangered with extinction. Does it work? 32 years and hundreds of millions of dollars later, it would be nice to know. Representative Richard Pombo, who ordered a comprehensive review of the law from the House Resources Committee, which he chairs. Mr. Pombo has argued that the Species Act is broken in a way that it not only renders it incapable of conserving plants and animals, but also puts unnecessary burdens on private landowners. It turns out he was right. The House report was compiled almost entirely from official records, including from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service. This makes it difficult for critics to order. It's a political hit job. Of the nearly 1,300 species on the endangered list, the law has managed to recover a grand total of 10. Now, of those 10, and I don't have time to, they have this all figured out here. But of the 10, several of them, six of them, weren't endangered to start with. A mere 36% of the list are considered stable or improving. In many cases, the only reason a species is deemed on the mend is because officials overstated the problem in the first place. Then they named this plant that was first listed. It was thought to have dwindled to about 1,500 species. Oops, someone miscounted. There are close to 9 million. Of the 10 officially recovered species, 6 were subject to erroneous original data. And they talk about the jumping mouse, and they go through all that jumping mouse that they found out was just another mouse. He's just like any other jumping mouse. And they've already spent $183 million on him. Okay, now they've taken him off the endangered species list. Unlike other environmental laws, I'm still reading from Wall Street, the Endangered Species Act does not require quality peer-reviewed science in its listings. Getting species on the list is often the simplest way for environmental groups to pursue other agendas, and that's what they do. They tie up private land, they block development, they churn out dubious studies at the speed of procreating rabbits, says Wall Street. Fish and Wildlife currently has 283 species that are candidates for the listing, and it would cost another $150 million to add them. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us.
One of the most popular films offered by the Jerry Brownfield Show is Nation Adrift. It's an excellent video presentation of the moral and spiritual crisis in America and a history lesson concerning the religious roots of America. And it's now available on DVD. Nation Adrift chronicles American history from Christopher Columbus to the present day and clearly documents where and how the greatest nation on earth has gone astray as well as the way back. Nation Adrift will give a basic grasp of God's sovereign hand behind the history of our nation, which our founding fathers so clearly understood. To order Nation Adrift, just send $24, check cash or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who says, the sooner you fall behind, the more time you'll have to catch up. Jerry Brownfield.
And we're back. As I was mentioning going into the commercial break there, Republican Congressman Richard Pombo has drafted another endangered species bill. It's entitled Threatened and Endangered Species Recovery Act of 2005. Now, it's a 70-page bill, so obviously we're not going to go into too much detail here, but let me just hit some of the high points. It's supposed to make it better for the landowner, for the homeowner, or whoever it happens to be. And you know, we say landowner, immediately you think of farmers and ranchers, but when... Before the show is over, I'm going to tell you about Terry Jackson, who is about to lose his three-acre lot. And three-acre lot is just big enough for a nice home because of a scenic easement that's on it. But anyway, let me talk about first this ESA bill or this endangered species bill. There's a 50% trigger for compensation the way that this one is written, apparently. Now, we don't have a copy of the bill. The bill supposedly has been leaked into certain hands, and all I have is something that someone else says is there, so I can't prove it. But there's a the way it's written, they tell me there's a 50% trigger for compensation. In other words, if you're not going to lose 50% of the use of your land, you're not going to get any compensation. Well, that's no good. If you lose 1/100 of 1/10, or what did the Ivory Soap used to be, 99.999%, if you just lose that 0.001% of a percent, you need to be compensated. In other words, if there's a vernal pool on your property and they say, oh, you can't plow across that, although you had been plowing across it for the last 40 years, and your father before you plowed across it for 50 years, and his grandfather cut the trees down that grew there, still, you ought to be compensated for it, all right? Secondly, the invasive species protection, some have called this the ESA on steroids, and they've got this invasive species thing in there. If this bill includes invasive species, then, you know, the government can regulate everything, literally everything. There's very little here in this country that is native to this country. As I mentioned a while ago, earlier in the show, I said I wish all the English sparrows and the starlings were dead. Well, that's bad to say that they should all be dead. I just wish they were back from whence they came. If we could gather them all up and ship them back to Europe, that'd be fine. But they're here. Now, sometimes invasive species are like the English sparrows and the starlings. Okay? But sometimes invasive species are things that we need in this country. For example, alfalfa is an invasive species. Tall fescue is an invasive species. That's what's in your lawn if you buy grass seed, most lawns at least. We have the horse and the dog and the putty cat. They all are invasive species. We have the bees that make honey. They're invasive species. We have the poultry that we eat, practically everything. The only poultry that's here that's not invasive would be a wild duck or a wild goose or a turkey. The turkeys are one of the few things. Corn was here. Corn, turkeys, and tobacco are the only three agricultural commodities that are not invasive species. So wheat and barley and soybeans, all that stuff would be invasive species. And, of course, the environmental wackos want to take all invasive species out of the country and make it just like it was before Columbus showed up, which means I guess you and I would have to go also. Anyway... The bill, they tell us, is being tightly guarded by the House Resource Committee staffers. Well, some of the staffers didn't guard it all that good because apparently it got out. But there's going to be a property rights move go to Washington, and let me talk about these property rights people a little bit. Last year, Pombo informed a group of natural resource users that he would be pushing to reauthorize the ESA while strengthening it to achieve meaningful recovery of species. Pombo said not to use the term property rights because he said it would kill any opportunity they had to get meaningful reform. You see, to say property rights to these Sierra Club type people is like saying Sierra Club to us property rights kind of people. It's like saying sick'em to old Shep. Anyway, that's when a handful of national property rights organizations mobilized and became working together to make sure property rights were not left out of this debate. Groups include, and here are the property rights groups that are trying to get something done on this bill. The American Land Foundation, American Policy Center, Competitive Enterprise Institute, Liberty Matters, National Center for Public Policy Research, the Stewards of the Range. Liberty Matters collected hundreds of property rights first letters and forwarded them to Pombo and other key legislators. Then a letter organized by the National Center for Public Policy Research was sent to the congressman, originally signed by 53 minor or major organizations. Now that's up to 64. And what the point I want to make is this. There is a lot of push out here in the country to get some kind of sensible legislation passed. Now, they say we have to have sensible legislation passed. I say we don't need the legislation at all. But then they come right back and they say, yeah, but there's too many greenies out there. I'm not sure there are as many of these greenie weenies as we think there are. You know, they've done a tremendous job. They've promoted themselves, but they've almost given themselves so much rope that they're beginning to dangle on the end of it now, because people are beginning to wake up in more ways than one. And anyhow, examples that I gave you earlier, the Endangered Species Act has done very little, very, very little to save anything. All it has done is cost millions and millions and billions of dollars and taken a lot of property from a lot of people. You know, they have a miserable failure. However, it's accomplished. The one great thing that it has accomplished is that it has practically eliminated the fifth amendment of the Constitution. Landowners have to give up portions of their land so species can live unencumbered. Remember, even cave bugs, and I mentioned a moment ago these little shrimp things that live in vernal pools. A vernal pool is something that's dry more than it's wet. The act is a failure. It's not saved any species, but it has destroyed thousands of humans' lives, businesses, families, private property. And they say the most obvious thing to do to get rid of it is just repeal it. But environmentalists have had 30 years to prove their ways works. It's failed, so now it's our turn to say, get off of our land. Simple as that. Anyway, Bombo said, if your investment in private property is not protected from the whims of government, how much individual liberty do you really have? Shouldn't we hold the same standard to the Endangered Species Act? Now, speaking of private property, and I've talked to you over and over and over again about these easements, these conservation-type easements. By the way, I failed to mention one thing on Pombo's bill. On page 70 of the document contains a line that says, all provisions of this act shall cease to have any force and effect on October the 1st, 2015. So it would be a 10-year bill. But that means absolutely nothing, because the original Endangered Species Act had the same thing in it, and we still have it, and it's still destroying people's lives. So as long as you've got a goofy bunch of congressmen that are willing to finance something that doesn't even exist, then it's going to exist, okay? Now, let's go back to this scenic easement that I was talking about. This gentleman, his name is Terry Jackson, and he bought a 3-acre lot. It's on the Middle Fork in the Clearwater River near Lewiston, North Central Idaho. And the Forest Service has sued him in district court in Boise, asking Judge Edward J. Lodge to order him to stop cutting timber, cancel further construction plans, and remove a new concrete retaining wall, footbridge, and other improvements on the portions of his 3-acre lot. Now, he bought this place. He has a nice home on it. And he finds out he can't do anything with it. Yet, he knew that scenic easement was on that land when he bought it. Now, you know, we've discussed this time and time again. You're not going to get a bank to loan you any money to buy anything that has a conservation easement on it. Banks are not going to touch that, because they know that you have sold your rights to do anything with that property. You can't develop it. And this is what this fella has run into. Now, stay tuned. We'll be right back, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress.
Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
And we have returned. Now, let's go back to Terry Jackson. Terry Jackson bought a 3-acre tract of land that had a scenic easement on it. Now, he knew when he bought it that this easement was on there. Now, this, again, goes back to, and I've discussed this over and over, today, the banks don't even ask for an abstract of title when you buy a piece of property. They say, oh, just get title insurance. That's all. Well, how do you know if you have an easement on there or not if you don't have the abstract? But anyway, he knew it. He knew that the scenic easement was on this piece of property that he bought. He thought because he bought this, he owned it. He didn't realize that something that has an easement on it, you do not own anymore. Now, yes, he gets to pay taxes on it, but he cannot do with it as he pleases. Now, what he did, he poured some concrete. He apparently, they say, stop cutting timber. You couldn't cut too much timber on 3 acres, I wouldn't think. But if he cut a tree, that's enough. He has construction plans. They want him to remove a new concrete retaining wall, a footbridge, and other improvements on this land. He can't build anything else. They want him to cancel all further construction plans. And they said if he doesn't remove these additions and return the landscape to its previous condition, the Forest Service says it will tear out the developments and bill Jackson for the cost. Okay? Again, he knew it had a scenic easement on it when he bought it. He just didn't realize how serious these easements are. The agency contends that he violated terms of the easement the Forest Service bought from the previous owner. In other words, in 1980, the Forest Service gave $3,200 to the previous owner that lived there for the development rights, is what it amounted to. The guy couldn't do anything. He knew he couldn't do anything, but he found a sucker to come along and buy it from him. And this guy didn't understand conservation easements. Okay, so now he's in court because he changed the general topography of the land surface. The easement was acquired by the government to preserve the natural character and water quality of the corridor. Now, has he hurt the water quality of the corridor? Probably not. It doesn't make any difference. There's an easement on it, and it's no longer his to do with what he wants to. Jackson bought the property in 2002, acknowledging that he was aware of the easement restrictions. He argues that his projects do not represent any change in the general topography of the landscape. He says then, I think the easement is a good thing. It's just misadministered by the Forest Service. Every easement out there is going to be misadministered by the service that's got it, the land trust or whoever it is, compared to the guy that wants to build something on it. Come on! The Forest Service purchased numerous scenic easements along the 185-mile stretch of the corridor after the designation created new standards. You can't have signs, billboards, unsightly structures. He's done all that. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle, you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Hey, Derry.
Yes.
What were you doing on this day, July 12, 1954?
I shouldn't have mentioned that, should I? Sweating.
Okay.
I listen to my little man in the bathroom every morning, tells me what the weather's going to be and then what it was, and I remember very well 1954. Hottest summer, the hottest July ever recorded in the state of Missouri. And on this date, in 1954, it was 113 degrees and it hadn't rained for months. And corn got up about knee-high and turned white, and there was no grass. The springs dried up. I mean, it was... And, you know, we had that for... 54 was the worst. And I can't say this for sure, but I think it was July... I know it was July of 54, but I think it was daylight, daytime and nighttime temperature. But at the airport at Columbia, Missouri, the temperature never got under 100 degrees. Now, whether it did at night or not, I don't know. But I know I was living with my grandparents. We didn't have air conditioning. I mean, nobody had air conditioning in 19. A few people did, but very few. And I'd crawl up on top of the house at night with a water hose, and we would cool the roof off. You know, because it was so hot. You couldn't even stand on it. It was so hot. and cool it off with a water hose, and that way, you know, it would spray the side of the house a little bit, and it would help it cool off. But, gee, it was a hot time in the old town tonight. And anyway, now back to, you messed up my scenic easement story here. And I wasn't quite finished. But I'm going back to this fellow with the scenic easement in the Forest Service. The Forest Service purchased numerous scenic easements along this 185-mile river corridor after the federal designation created new protection standards. Each easement agreement included different requirements, from banning signs and billboards to prohibiting unsightly structures. I guess if you went in there and you built something using pure ivory and gold inlaid, it would still be an unsightly structure to these yahoos. They wouldn't let you build it. You see what I mean? I mean, just don't sign a scenic easement. That's it. It's, or any kind of a conservation easement. You see, they have led us to believe that, you know, oh, it's just an easement. Well, we've been signing easements for a long time. I signed an easement on one of our properties to allow the Highline Company to come through there and check their light pole or their electric poles. But that's a different thing. This is something totally different, and when you sign one of these easements, you have literally signed away your right to use that land as you see fit. And that's what this guy's done, and now he wished he hadn't have. But he says, I can't believe it. I think the easement's a good thing. It's just misadministered. Oh, come on. Now, eminent domain, and this has been in the news over and over and over again, but in Connecticut, and of course it was in Connecticut that this thing went to the Supreme Court, Democratic leaders of the General Assembly urged municipal leaders not to use their eminent domain powers until the legislature has time to consider changing the state's laws on seizing property. Now, this is going to happen all over the country. All states, I say all, I think the majority of the states are working on legislation now to try to eliminate what the Supreme Court did to us on this thing. I know at least 8 states already, Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, Kentucky, Maine, Montana, South Carolina, and Washington, already forbid eminent domain for economic development, unless it is to eliminate blight. Now, that's, again, what is blight? See, to blight to some of these people, blight to me would be an English sparrow or a starling. Blight to some of these people would be a beautiful barn full of thoroughbred horses. Okay, Jeff's giving me the signal. We're out of time. I know that, Jeff. I'm watching the clock, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia.
In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.